Voting ends tomorrow night in the midterm elections. President Biden will hold a rally tonight in Maryland as Democrats try to retake the governor's office there. And former President Donald Trump is stumping for Senate candidate J.D. Vance in Ohio. Later this hour, we'll look at the powerful narratives that are driving voters in this election.
Meanwhile, let's go to Ukraine. There are rolling blackouts across the country after Russian attacks hit power infrastructures there. President Volodymyr Zelensky says that more than 4 million households are without power, most of them in and around Kyiv. Intense fighting continues in the east and south of the country. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Dnipro. And Jason, Ukraine's state-run energy company says these are planned blackouts throughout the country. How significant are they?
You know, these energy problems are part of Russia's plan. They're part of Russia's assault on Ukraine. It's a very targeted effort to squeeze the Ukrainian population, to sort of inflict pain on the country as the Russian military is faltering on the battlefield. And in a way, it's working. These outages are dominating the country right now. You've got rolling blackouts that are occurring in 7 of Ukraine's 24 oblasts, or states, as they have here. And this is as winter is coming on hard. And these power problems aren't just like having a few transmission lines go down. Russia has been blowing up Ukrainian power infrastructure with missiles and with drones. And part of what's complicated about this from a Ukrainian perspective is that the power plants, they're difficult to protect. And while they're racing to repair the ones that have been damaged, the Russians have the capacity to just blow them up again the next day once they repair them. So Ukrainians are really bracing for some tough months ahead here.
Right. And you've been traveling across the country. What have you seen the impact be?
I actually came back into the country last week, and I happened to cross the border from Poland into Ukraine at night, and it was like crossing from one world into another. The lights are all dimmed at the Ukrainian border checkpoint, and then to try to save electricity, all the streetlights have been turned off. And as you drive through these small villages, there's hardly any lights at all, except for possibly the faint glow in one room of a house. And the situation is similar in big cities, including the capital, Kyiv, where at times the power is out entirely in some neighborhoods. Things are so bad that city officials are encouraging pedestrians to wear reflective clothing at night just so they don't get run over.
Oh, boy. Well, you mentioned Russia, you know, just keeps bombing these plants, and they've been using drones to hit some of these power plants. Over the weekend, Iran admitted for the first time that they've provided military drones to Russia. They claim it was only a few, and it was months before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But what's been reaction there in Ukraine to this admission?
The reaction has been that Iran still isn't being truthful about its role in this conflict. Military officials here have been saying for months that Russia is using these very lethal, self-exploding Iranian drones. And they've been showing us, and they've been posting on social media, pictures of these drones that they've shot down. The Iranian foreign minister said that they're no longer sending drones nor missiles to Russia. He also said they're not sending experts to Crimea to train Russian troops on how to use these weapons, as Ukrainians claim. President Zelensky here flat out said that Iran is lying about all of this. The drones have become a key part of the Russian assault on Ukraine, he says, particularly on civilian targets far from the front lines. Also, Ukraine's traditional air defenses, which, you know, they're designed to detect missiles and fighter jets, they have a very difficult time detecting these drones. So yeah. Ukraine is quite upset about their presence here.
And we should say Russian-backed authorities in the occupied city of Kherson have been urging people there to evacuate. They say, the officials, that a Ukrainian attack is imminent. Any sense that there is a counteroffensive to retake Kherson?
I mean, Kherson is definitely a place that we're all watching. There's definitely a lot of movement happening there now. Ukrainian forces have been slowly advancing on the city. The Moscow-backed administration pulled all of its bureaucrats out of the city last week and decamped to another city about 50 miles deeper into Russian-controlled territory. The local authorities have been urging, ordering, and by some accounts, forcing residents of Kherson to evacuate. Ukraine officials say that Russian soldiers also sunk all the private boats that were on the west bank of the Dnipro River so that the only way out now is over this heavily damaged bridge or via ferries that the Russians are operating. So obviously there's a lot going on. Ukrainian military leaders, however, say that even as the Russians are attempting to get civilians to leave, they're seeing fortifications being built inside the city by the Russians. So, you know, the loss of Kherson would be a major setback for Moscow, and there's concern that the Russians are preparing for a bloody battle to defend it.
Yeah. NPR's Jason Beaubien joining us from Dnipro in Ukraine, where we're seeing rolling blackouts across that country. The war there still waging on, obviously. Jason, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.